doesn't wear the scars of love and heartbreak. Who was that in the picture, Daddy? The child asks when an old girlfriend image falls out of a pile of photos. Old college girlfriend married another guy, you say to the inquiring child. Or, why, nobody, I can't remember her, you say if you really don't want to talk about it. There's two relationships reduced to six words. As we lead up to Valentine's Day, we've been asking you to share your love stories in only six words. Tragic stories, happy stories. All we ask is that they relate in some way to the themes of love or loss. And you've sent lots of these our way. Here's a couple. Drank, stopped, now I can love. And we met in front of the CVS. Wouldn't you love to hear the backstory on those? Well, Peter Benz joins us from Detroit, Michigan, where he listens on WDET. And Pat Poon is here from Teaneck, New Jersey, where he listens to the program on WNYC. Welcome.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me on, John.
So, Peter, let's begin with you. You're the author of the story, Drank, Stopped, Now I Can Love. I imagine there's more to it than that.
Yes, a little bit. I've had three great loves in my life, and my first love was Bridget, a beautiful young Irish lady, and I married her and had three children, and she discovered that alcohol really was my first love, and she went on her way. And a year after I stopped drinking, that's 32 years ago, I ran into a lady who had 10 children and wanted to share her family with me. So we set up Benz's Baker's Dozen, and for 20 years, we had a great family. And she died of cancer. And a year later, I found love again, and the beautiful lady that I'm going out with now, Anne, has just a family of two children, and they have accepted me into their family. And I want you to know that all of those adult children and their children are willing to be seen in public with me.
Wow. Well, Peter, you have a very rich Valentine's Day going, that's for sure.
Yes, and the second time that I got married, I did get married on Valentine's Day, and that was lucky for me. The first time was on St. Patrick's Day, and that wasn't quite so lucky for me.
Right. Well, let's continue the lucky streak there. Pat Poon from Teaneck, New Jersey, who listens to us on WNYC. You're the author of We Met in Front of CVS. Now, what's CVS?
That is a pharmacy chain that's sort of popular in my area, but I guess not as popular throughout the country.
All right, so you met in front of the pharmacy, and I guess we would count CVS as a word. It only got better from there, I suspect, yes?
Yeah, but there was a bit of a gap from when that actually happened. That initial meeting, when I sort of start that story, that was back in 1994 when I was about 15, and my wife, who I did meet back then, she was 13 going on 14 only, and we both grew up in town, just sort of like on opposite sides of the main drag that the CVS pharmacy is on, and I guess we were just old enough to start hanging out in front of storefronts, sort of Jay and Silent Bob style in Clerks or something. So I was there with my skateboard, and she was walking around with a friend, and, you know, in that awkward teenage way, I was just like, hey, nice shoes, and then we started talking and just really were just platonic friends for that summer. We sort of lost touch after that and just reconnected again in 2006, hanging out at a pub that's on that same street. This street is called Cedar Lane, and coincidentally enough, this bar is down the street, maybe about a mile, and next to another CVS.
12 years from the moment you met in front of CVS, the pharmacy, to when you reconnected in that pub, and then boom, it was true love from that moment on?
Yeah, more or less.
Well, congratulations, and have a great Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
There's a lot more to that story. We met in front of CVS, just like there is a lot to the story. Drank, stopped, now I can love. A happy Valentine's Day, and a big thank you to Peter Benz in Detroit, Michigan, who listens to us on WDET, and Pat Poon from Teaneck, New Jersey, who listens on WNYC. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Thank you, John. Happy Valentine's Day.